You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
All right, guys, I have a question that I feel like is a big question amongst society. I don't want to say Netflix, but is streaming television / movies, is that a hobby? Can you call that a hobby? This is not even meant just for Chelsea. I really wonder this because is it? Is that a hobby?
So we've mentioned this before on the show.
Okay.
But it does come up. It seems it to come is. Up like a couple times a year.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I'm because, really curious.
Especially this happens a lot when you're getting to know someone when you're dating
yep.
or you're just meeting new people and they're like, hey, what are your hobbies? And somebody will be like, watching Netflix.
Or yeah, or I love to watch Grey's or Anatomy I, or yeah, something. Something that watching. Has 20 seasons.
Or to find new shows on
yeah.
Netflix.
Or Survivor
sort of yeah.
or something that has, once again, 40 seasons and you kind of get into it where it's nearly like a sport or something.
Yeah, but it's not.
It isn't. No. I know.
And for me, it's not a hobby. And I mean, I'll tell you a couple of different bullet points.
Okay. I knew you would have an opinion on this.
When you can check out of your mind.
Okay.
When you can check out of your mind and you're not doing anything, it's not a hobby.
Okay. I agree. That's a
There's
really
not,
good point.
You're really not thinking.
Uh-huh.
You're not doing anything activity-wise with your body.
Right.
It's just time to pass.
It's like almost, a relaxation.
It's almost like sitting.
I mean, it is, but just entertaining
and
yourself.
And some people could argue, hey, what about TikTok or being on my phone? Okay, well, if you're doing a dance and you're doing an activity and you're doing a production of a video, different, because you're putting a lot of different items and talents
right.
into that video.
Mm-hmm.
Reading, I think you have to really think and concentrate to read. I think reading is a hobby.
Well, it's really
watching
good for
TV
your brain, so,
is
yeah.
not a hobby.
No, the only reason he doesn't think it's a hobby, streaming movies and TV shows, is because he can't figure it out. And that's the truth. Well, can I remind you of your HBO Max debacle?
So I got HBO Max.
Okay,
so
Apple TV.
Okay, I guess it would be a hobby for me. Because it's a challenge for me to get these things. But it's not a hobby for you and Ginge because it's just second nature and it's easy for you.
Right.
Yeah, that's so true.
So there you go.
Okay. I think that is a fair... Do you think that it's a hobby?
I absolutely 100% think it's a hobby.
Okay.
Going to see a movie is a hobby.
No.
Yes, it is.
I actually think that going to... I think we're at a different
thing.
Going to movies
it's an experience
is much
and
closer.
An event.
Much closer to an event to a hobby. Going to movies is closer.
Going to see
you
new
go
movies.
Out,
a hobby
you have to at least do
is
something.
Going to see a new movie and writing a blog about it.
Man, it is like you do have a really good point that if you're not engaging your brain, like if you're not actively like using something, that it's not really a hobby. That's a good point.
And for those of you
it's
who
like
are
saying napping is a hobby.
Sometimes you think when you're watching TV.
Yeah, no, this is what I was getting ready to say. For those of you who think you're thinking when you're watching TV, or you get out of a movie and you go, oh, I don't know if I like that as much as I thought I would. And then you go, well, I commented on it afterwards, so it's got to be a hobby.
Do you think going out to restaurants is a hobby?
Hell no.
Well, what if you're trying new restaurants?
Like,
my hobby is to go try new restaurants.
You can try whatever you want. You walk through the door and sit your ass down and order a meal. How is that a hobby?
I had to drive there.
Whenever you get this fired up,
God.
I love it so
I
much.
Mean,
I don't.
So
I don't think
this.
Everyone agrees with you. You're wrong, especially about
care.
The movie thing.
You don't need to agree with me. There's two types of people. The people who think that going to a movie and eating in a restaurant is a hobby, and those of us who don't think that. And I'm not trying to switch you. I'm just saying we're two different people.
You're not going to switch me.
I want to say I want to go to your team.
What?
Botch. I'm sorry, Chelsea. I do think he's right.
Yes.
Like, he's really thought this through. That was a good argument. You know I don't just love giving him compliments for no reason.
And I don't like to disagree with you, Chelsea, but it's so easy.
We disagree all the time.
Like, I don't know about that part.
Every day thing.
Yeah, I don't know about that last
We can
part.
Agree on disagreeing, Chelsea.
Yes.
Well, I think there's people out there listening right now that agree with me that like to go see
you.
New movies.
Yeah. We still love you. I love you. It's great.
But
it's
you're
fine.
Not right in this scenario.
No, I am. That's the. It's, and it's
he
okay.
always giving you that tone.
You know what?
It's like the dad tone.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
It's just, you know what? It's collect your losses, go home. You're not a winner.
You're not a winner. Oh my God.
It's okay. Two against one here.
That's look at my life. I've been losing my whole life. I get one win. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get a lot of wins.
Let him have this.
I'll let him have this one, but I'm still wrong.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.